Welcome to Quill Sword Blogcast. Trump wins Iowa. Golly, what a non-surprise. Seriously, what idiot thought there was the slightest chance of a close second, let alone an upset? So far, Ramaswamy has dropped out of the race, putting his support behind Trump. Haley has dropped out of the debates, having come in third behind DeSantis, but remains in the race going into New Hampshire. DeSantis has accepted the CNN debate invitation. So who's left in the race besides Trump, DeSantis, and Haley? Near as I can tell, no one. All the minor candidates have left the building, so while there might be a straggler below the 2% level, there's no one who would be eligible to be on the debate stage. DeSantis is gonna do great, all by himself. Ramaswamy's departure is not unexpected. He's running for 2028 in the time-honored manner of running for name recognition in unlikely-to-win years. Ramaswamy has what he came for, and the best thing for him to do to capitalize on it now is for him to go to bat for Trump as hard as he can. Exactly what DeSantis should have done months ago. Oh well. Haley appears to be running for the supporters of the 2028 at this point. Now, she needed to beat DeSantis for a distant second to prove her electability. I seriously want words with the imbecile that is advising her. Fighting for second place, and a distant second at that, only proves that your campaign manager is an idiot, not that you're a contender. Haley is best advised to bow out gracefully and support Trump as nominee. Ditto, DeSantis. No one remembers the runner-up to Secretariat in the 1973 Kentucky Derby. No one will care about the runner-up to a Trump landslide. But DeSantis has evidently hired the Hillary Clinton 2016 campaign staff and will keep running despite the race having been over 10 minutes ago. It would be different if either DeSantis or Haley had been within 5 points of Trump. Together, they barely got within 10. That's not a position you can win from, but we're going straight on into the slaughter in New Hampshire next week. Did anyone tell these guys that there's no prize for second place? Secretariat's runners-up at least got prize money. Heck, they probably even got decent stud fees since no one faults you for losing to Secretariat. Unless you're stupid enough to keep trying when you're going to end up in the glue factory for your trouble. Trump's base is much broader than the media credits it. Even if you only count it as the hardcore base, Trump's appeal to the broader party is palatable. Grassroots Republicans want the kind of get-it-done change that Trump represents, and they're demonstrating that repeatedly. Trying to deny them is a strategy for political suicide. The party elites, never-Trumpers, old-school fiscal conservatives of the Republican Party refuse to acknowledge the wake-up call. This isn't your granddad's Republican Party anymore. You have a blue-collar, not a blue-blood, base now. Get with the program. Tossing DeSantis and Haley to the wolves by encouraging them to run past New Hampshire is just going to make both of them impossible to elect in 2028 because they will have soured both Trump's base and the more socially conservative middle. Knock it off! Lose gracefully. It'll make you a ton harder to deal with when Trump isn't on the ticket in 2028. Oh, no one will be surprised when none of the Republicans elitist listen to little old me or anyone else. Least of all me. I like telling the opposition how to win because it makes it a fairer fight, and it's hilarious when they don't listen and end up having to admit that they should have. Haley may have the good sense to drop out if she comes in third again in New Hampshire. DeSantis will probably hang in because the wishy-washy supporters will be running back. Or the two of them may continue to fight for the title of second place loser until the summer. Most likely one will drop out after New Hampshire and the other by mid-March. But unless the miracle occurs and either DeSantis or Haley win New Hampshire, the GOP primaries are over except for the formalities as of January 23rd, 2024. no one will care about the DeSantis-Haley race. No one will notice which one of them actually becomes the second place winner. And if they don't both smarten up, no one will support either of them in 2028. Trump is back big time. The race is now really between him and presumably Biden. Republican Trump detractors will quickly find themselves lumped with Biden supporters. Party loyalists don't like traitors, in case anybody was wondering. It's past time for the Republican leadership to put on their big boy pants and start supporting their party's choice for president. The party they save will be their own.